Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was just a pig in heaven.
I saved the day.
I'm a scientist. And you guys aren't. That's a great question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, one of the things about the YouTube chat is you never know what's going to come up. And
they fighting?
No, they're talking about one of our all-time favorites, Pam Grier.
That's my crush of my life forever.
I was a big fan also.
I thought it was Halle Berry.
Well, that's the newer, but Pam was before Halle for me, Evan. I mean, she was stunning.
Hey. She's a great actress.
And Jackie Brown, I've watched it 900 million. And that was, she was incredible. I'm a fan. Why would she come up in the chat?
I don't know.
No kids for her.
Well, I just did a quick search on her. Apparently, she never got married and had no kids. She did mess around with Richard Pryor.
Though. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Romantically involved with him for a little
while. Yeah, Rich.
But we'll move on.
Yeah.
This is. Let me tell you something. This is just a great text on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. From the 262, Steiny, I hate to be a brass tacks guy.
Oh, boy.
That's what made me keep reading. But it's important to consider that this cap space rolls over to next season, and the Purdy contract only balloons further. To put it in Catholic school terms, they'd be robbing Peter to pay Paul by being aggressive at the deadline. Our listeners are unreal. They're among the best. So, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be real careful on how aggressive you want
to
be.
Yeah, and we got to get back to sports too, Steiny, but you brought up Pam, and then I got some RIP to D'Angelo, the R&B singer. He passed away today.
Yeah. And
51 years old.
50 freaking one. Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah.
But dude, now,
why do we still have our nose to the grindstone, Goo?
I mean, it's what we
seriously.
Do. If I had a shot of scotch right now with two cubes in it and you, Evan, and I were just sitting around talking, it's like the injury thing. You think injuries only happen to old people or old athletes. It happens to young people, too. A lot of things happen in this world, and that's why I try to preach, Steiny, just pick up that phone if you're going through something with somebody. Call and tell them you love them. Fix it. Because tomorrow is not promised, man.
Yeah, I texted my mom yesterday. And my sister, actually.
But see, that's easy. I want you to text your brother.
No.
See, that's, I'm going to fix it.
Ask me again. Ask me again.
I want you to text your brother.
No.
That's a great question.
Yeah. There's a difference between my brother and my sister and my mom, and that's, I like that.
Yeah, but still, I see Evan with his brother, and I just get like,
well, I never
I like
had that.
Evan more because that's what it's supposed to be.
I never had that relationship with my older brother.
And that's
brother.
Why you should fix it. Be the bigger
person.
We
never
person.
Had a, there's no relationship to fix.
But your blood. It's not, he's
allegedly.
Not,
it's not. Allegedly, he is.
The milkman.
Let's go to...
thicker than water.
Let's go to... Oh, Leroy in Oakland's got buying and selling thoughts. There he is. What's up? What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
You got it?
No, I'm not. I'm not being aggressive if I'm the Niners and going out getting anyone. But I would like to see them be aggressive, specifically Shanahan and Saleh, be more aggressive in their play calling, meaning trusting their players more. Because I don't believe when coaches say, we're not dummying down the playbook. Go, Steiny, have you ever heard a coach admit when a star player gets hurt, whether it's on offense or defense, when they've asked a question by reporters, hey, do you have to dummy it down? Are you? No, we're not going to dummy it down. No, sure you're going to dummy it down, but you guys just don't want to admit it for some reason. Mm. And I think that Shanahan and Saleh are dummying this thing down, but they look at it as some knock on them if they admit that they're dummying it down. Let it go. Let the players play. Be more aggressive in your play calling. Saleh's going to have to take some chances. Yeah, these players are young. Yeah, we're hurt. But don't tell us that you're not dummying down the playbook when it's obvious that you really are. So be more aggressive. Let that playbook go like the starters was in there on both sides, and then let the chips fall where they
may. Hey, Lee, I got to ask you this. So that 4th and 1 on the Pooney false start, well, I think young up, which went to 4th and 6 off that call, Steiny, I guess if Leroy was still on the phone, he would say hell yes to he wanted Kyle to go for it, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I would have took the 3.
I feel like
I was aggressive there.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the decision to go for that on 4th and 6, that wasn't one that burned 49er fans, you know, behind, if
well,
you
Keyshawn
will.
Well, Keyshawn Johnson, it did.
Yeah, I feel like if 49er fans had a problem with it, it wasn't a huge problem with it. And I always think those are never as big decisions as people think, just because if you're able to see the other side of the issue, or the, you know, the of a consequence of your decision, then you're weighing it the way you want. You're just picking one over the other. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, he knew, well, if we go for it here on 4th and 6 and don't get it, that means one thing. If we go for it and get it, that means another. If we go for a field goal and get it, that's one. What if we miss, you know?
And what if we don't get another chance to get down here?
Exactly. I may be wrong, but I don't think 49er fans were fuming about that one.
Do you expect this Sunday night that Robert Saleh, all of a sudden, every time we look up, Steiny, there are Niners, some Niners going to be blitzing and just deal with it, you know? I'm not saying slow death, but you can kind of manipulate and manufacture pressure. So do you dial up, you know, a bunch of blitzes when before, you know, maybe you didn't have to. But now I just feel like, to Leroy's point of taking a chance, you know, you win some and lose some. But, man, you got to get to Penix and any other quarterback, Stafford and my guy Stroud in Houston, man. You got to get home, Steiny. You got to make them uncomfortable. And yeah. I thought for the most part, Baker Mayfield – you know, had time to do whatever he wanted, and he knew it.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, how much Saleh can do defensively. I do think there is something inherent that if the 49ers before the season thought they were a good team, and now they've been decimated by injury, and they're struggling a little, and now their expectations might not be as high. Well, that is a time when you can take more risks. The problem is you're still tied for first place, so you don't want to be dumb.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, I think there's going to be opportunities to take more chances on this team. I mean, hell, they don't have an interception all year.
And that's going back to last year. Yeah. I think it's 22-something games. I can't remember the number, but I mean, man, a good defense or any defense. Now, you got to take the ball away. And to not have an interception, and you think of Eric Wright, Ronnie Lott, Merton Hanks, Eric Davis, all those ball hawks from back in the – you got to get a – Deion, you got to get a pick.
Do they have anybody on their – in the defensive backfield as good as any of the guys you mentioned?
Renardo Green, I'm just saying. He played at Florida State. He's a work in progress. Young Upton Stout. So You know, you might not get the fruits of your labor right now, but down the road, these youngsters, you hope Mykael Williams and the rest of the gang, you know, is going to pay off for them. But right now, you're 4-2, Steiny, and I was going to ask Steve this. You said the league. I think the Chiefs have solidified. This is just me. The AFC, whatever. But I look at the NFC. Who are you really afraid of? Like, Tampa's a great, you know, off to a great start, and you were in the game with them. Green Bay? I don't know. Something's up with Love. And Philly? I'm just, it's wide open right now.
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I'll give you right now.
And the Rams, you just beat them.
I'll give you right now, but I'm telling you, I just feel like the first 4 to 6 weeks, things are going to start shaking out.
Now
I'm not saying, oh, the Eagles are going to be back. They might not be back.
Well, they haven't really technically left when you look at their record. They got talent.
Right, and you know, if the Eagles aren't the team we thought, that's possible, but yeah. You know, just because the Packers are 3-1-1.
But people said they're Super Bowl favorites with the Micah trade. It's okay. Kind of fizzled.
No, isn't that dumb dumb?
Yeah, well, I got
you. Dumb dumb.
But it's what we do.
It's dumb dumb stuff, yeah, though.
No, it's what we do.
You cannot proclaim the Super Bowl favorite after a week or two.
And now look at the Bears.
What are they doing?
3-2. Just beat the Commanders. Caleb Williams, Donnie. I mean, I was always a fan, but now look, Ben Johnson's doing wonders for him. Oh, they got a fumble. What the Niners got, you create your...
Let me just ask you a question.
Good fortune, yeah.
If Moody doinks like we expected him to doink, would you be as high on the Bears today?
Then
they'd be 2-3.
But I feel like that's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question. That's my point. They're one doink away from being 2-3, and then we just wouldn't be saying, boy, Ben Johnson's doing a great job.
Well, what if I came to work and I got some whoopee the night before at home and I'm in a good mood?
That's good.
And then you say, well, you're in a bad mood. I didn't get any whoopee. Like, why go there? Like, you got to just enjoy. He made
the
kick.
That's what life's about.
He made the kick.
Right.
They're 3-2. So now I'm looking at them like they're 3-2. What they are, 3-2. Why look at it like?
Because one play, one game-winning kick to me doesn't mean, oh, you were a better team. Like, they won the game because of the...
But that's how the Niners have got, and they created their own luck.
Right. Are they a 4-2 team?
Yeah.
I know they are, how's their margin for error?
Razor thin.
That's all I'm saying. 888-957-9570. By the way, I want to talk about... we got a little more info coming down the pike about... Juwan Jennings. I'll play that in a second.
Okay.
But first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Nothing. It's just unfair to you and Evan, but I got to do this, Donnie. It's hashtag random. I'm really stressing out on this NBA and Prime League Pass, but I saw an old Maverick game. Mavericks were in Utah. I was played a couple games. Cooper Flags, Donnie, just put him down for Rookie of the Year.
He is
in a perfect situation.
I'm not taking him for Rookie of the Year.
I'm not
taking him for Rookie of the Year.
So is that a bet? Now that can just be a straight up bet.
Big odds. You go find the odds. I'm not like you. I'm not like
you. Elaborate on that.
There's a better bet out there for Rookie of the Year. Edgecombe. In Philly, you think I'm kidding?
No, I'm not.
That kid's going to play all year.
But we weren't talking about him. We're talking about Cooper Flagg.
I would bet on Edgecombe.
I like what I see, man. I'm just saying, boy.
He's not even going to play.
He can handle the right. He's about to start. Man, jeez. Jason put him in the start lineup.
You wait till they get into crunch time games. Jason Kidd's going to be like, I ain't playing a rookie.
All right, I just had to get that. You have not been betting me.
Edgecombe has like the fifth best odds.
Oh, yeah, okay. Give me a run him down, run 1-5.
Flagg is number one.
Oh, I tell you who's 2, Ace Bailey, no doubt.
Yep, Ace Bailey,
yep.
Trey Johnson for the Wizards, and Dylan Harper for the Spurs.
Nice. I'm excited, man. We got hoops coming.
Knupple.
Who he play for?
The Hornets.
Come on now, who?
Can you, do me
Knable,
a favor.
Whatever.
Actually, do you know how to pronounce it right? I'll try to get it right.
I think it's Con Knupple.
Knupple.
Wow, look at E.
And his first name is Con?
Yeah.
Chaka, like K-H-A-N?
K-O-N.
K K-O-N. Mm. Now, that's an interesting first name. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Yeah. Anyway.
Second.
Well, then there was a first. Con Senior. All right. Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
He's mad about something. And I took it out on Kyle Shanahan. Had a shouting match with him on the sideline.
How did it not get captured? But
then went after. Then after the game, complained about injuries, and Trent Williams told him to shut up. And it looks like trouble might be brewing with Jennings. What did Shanahan say yesterday about? Hey, what happened?
You know, two people know each other pretty well and are pretty competitive about it. Things can have really, really intense conversations that don't always come off as a normal conversation. Just hanging out, you know, after a press conference with you. But it's stuff that you don't need to make too many assumptions about, because it wasn't anything that big of a deal. Yeah, we were aggressive and intense in our conversations, but I think conversations like that can also lead to making people closer and leading to a better outcome for people.
I got to tell you, man, he's invited to my cookout, man. What did you always say about Gabe Kapler? And I tried to defend him, but Steiner, you said he was a phony. And people sniff phonies out. Say what you want about Kyle, man. Why do I believe that?
Well,
they had some stuff to say, and maybe Jenny was like, throw me the damn ball. He said what
maybe
he had
Jenny's
to say, and
saying
we keep
you're a phony.
No, he was saying, I want to run.
You don't know that. Maybe he's saying, you know what? I'm sick of it.
Well,
everybody thinks you're real, but I know you're a phony.
You know what? I'll say this to that. And what I've always said and defended Kyle, not that he needs me, nobody's ever put him on blast. What if I told you that was if he really was upset with five broken ribs and a high ankle sprain or whatever you're dealing with, Juwan, watching your boy born be reborn again, wasn't that the time to kind of say, instead of say, go ask him? Because that was respect to me when the reporter said, and he said, go ask Kyle.
Wait, it was what?
Respect. He could have handled that. If he wanted to even give you a little, or what Tua did, snitching.
You are absolutely.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're out of your mind.
When he said, you go ask him.
You're out of your mind.
He was like, I'm not taking the bait to tell you why I was hot or what, you know?
He's afraid. He's afraid. Like, he didn't have the guts.
Well, obviously he's not afraid.
He didn't have the guts.
But he had the guts to argue with the coach, Donnie.
That's a cop-out answer. That's the way I look at it. I get it. You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
He didn't go public with it.
Yes, he did. He got to a shouting match with him on the sidelines.
But yeah, he didn't pillow talk is what I'm saying to the reporters. Go ask
him. Yes, he did. That's a cop out.
Evan, you take that as a cop out.
Why didn't you just say, I'm frustrated and get the ball?
Mm-mm. Sounds like he was pissed about something.
Yeah.
And
but the fact
that's the political answer.
And there we go. Which is respect to me.
Yeah. No, but it means he's pissed.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm saying that.
It was also after he revealed, which I didn't realize at the time, which is true. Players don't often tell you what they're hurt with. Like, that's the job of the coach.
And he's catching heat for
that's
that,
good
too.
Point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I think that's why we detected that tone in Trent Williams.
But a lot of people didn't like him using that that forum to divulge that he had five broken ribs.
Well, who do you think's the most important person out there that's got a way him talking about his injuries? And if it's the way to go about it or not. Kyle Shanahan,
oh,
right?
No doubt.
Okay, well, let's ask Kyle Shanahan. Okay. Hey, Juwan Jennings running down the injury list when it's not his job. That's cool, though, right?
Yeah, I think Juwan's in a good mental space. I think Juwan's a very emotional player. I think that's one of the things that makes him great. So anytime we have a tough loss like that he is banged up and playing through a lot of stuff, you know, I don't think he's in the best mood, especially after a loss like that. But Juwan is good. Juwan battled completely to come play in that game. I know he'll battle again to do it this week. Got a lot of love for Juwan. I hope he can get healthier so he can get back out there and be more consistent for us.
Juwan Jennings.
Oh. He did.
Cut at the end.
The C word.
Nunhorn.
Little bit of a cut at the end.
Consistent.
Once you get healthy,
I got
Mr.
Five.
Holdout.
How do you play anything with five broken ribs?
You know what?
No, I'm serious. Come
I
on.
Don't know, but I'll tell you what. Must be pretty tough.
Have you broken any bone?
I
have not.
Broke a bone in my foot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jordan. We broke it against the Warriors back in the day.
Yeah. Stepped on Billy Fike's foot after
now
his
that I
shot.
Didn't know. Me and my brother
it
were
was
there.
After college. I was an Iron Man in high school and college.
Oh, you're a broken foot.
Yeah, I broke my foot.
Stepping on somebody.
Fifth metatarsal.
Cast.
Yeah. Yep. 6 weeks.
Damn.
No, it was more than that. I made the shot.
I wish we had footage.
It was in a summer league.
You have no video of your playing day. Well, you're D3.
I believe it's Scotty.
I not only don't have video, I can't even find a story about it.
I'll watch it.
Oh, do you know? Oh, God. Don't let me get a call that says, you know, Sam, we found some old films of your games back in high school and college.
Oh, come on,
man. Lock myself in a room for a weekend watching those.
Knowing you, you'd probably be disappointed in yourself.
Wow. I might be, actually. Depends on the game.
I thought I was quicker.
Dude, no. And no,
I never thought
it,
that.
And wow.
I never thought I was quicker.
That's not how I remember it,
In fact,
know?
As the great Pete Carril said, the coach of Princeton, you know, one of the things we had trouble with was Maddie's slowness.
he said,
leading up to the game, you know, it was really hard to simulate his slowness in our practice.
So you were easy to guard.
He called me molasses.
I called you Luca.
Dude.
That's right. I had eight. I got eight against Princeton. And you might say eight. Yeah. The game was 41-40. So it was a big night for me with eight.
I got a big ass. Dude, yeah, you do.
Yes, I did. I still do. All right. More Kyle Shanahan talking about, he had some good stuff yesterday. Talking about Jennings, the shouting match. And this is Brandon Ayuk we will start to get into. And he was asked about Ayuk yesterday. Remember, week six was one of the first times we heard that it would be on the Sooner side to get Ayuk back. Well, he's not ready, but this is what Shanahan said about his timeline.
Yeah, no time frame. I mean, I always look around that week 10 thing, but we're not putting an exact date on it. I know he's rehabbing real hard and put together a few good weeks here, and hopefully he's getting closer and closer, which I believe he is, but no, we're not giving an exact date on it.
Man, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 even sounds like week 10 actually sounds, you know, just like a number he threw out there. It could be 9 or 12.
Because, Sonny, that wasn't just a torn Achilles. He wrecked a lot of – he wrecked a whole knee, man. And I'm just getting I'm bringing up my guy, Dre Greenlaw vibes, and I don't want to jinx IU because, you know – Greenlaw was dealing with far less, but it robbed him of the season. He came back and, you know, had to go back off. But, man, you do think if Ayuk's going to see the field this season, you know? And if it's week 12 or 13 at that point, let's just say there's a delay, Stoney, is it worth it? Or you just say, hey, you know what, Brandon? Or if you're in the playoff hunt and you can make the playoffs, who am I to say? Just go out there and do it.
Shoot, I was going to say something.
Because Uncle Looney asked, who were our games like? I text Spreewell for me. But, you know, I know you said Daly didn't remember. So
the question was, who was your game like, not who you wanted your game to be like?
Evan, that's what I'm saying, Spree.
So you acknowledge you weren't the most cerebral player.
No.
You acknowledge you're highly volatile.
Phil Handy called me the black Bill Laimbeer to you. And you acknowledge. You respected that. Others laughed, but they didn't understand. Bill had game. But okay, to me, that's who I was, Spree.
So one guy sees your game and says it's lame beer, and you say it's Spreewell. Like, they're two different
players.
Yeah,
he was wrong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay!
Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
He was wrong. I didn't like it.
You're more likable than Lambeer.
But I can try.
Now, probably not when he's on the court cheating.
No, I'd hard
worse
foul
than Lambeer.
Me and you would hard
foul. Yeah, you hard foul
anybody.
I'd ask line Vontae the ball off Lucas, your head so
me at
hard.
The Warrior World Tournament.
I'd knock you out.
That dude was 6'6". We were about to get into it. Dude at the Warrior World Tournament, I had to send a message. Right. Hard foul. Everybody was scared. No, but they had my back. I was ready. I had to send a message. Dude, he was big and he looked like, that's an OG with waves. I might have to. Okay. Yeah. We lost.
I know. I know you did. I know you did.
I lost. I'm out.
All right. We've got Jeff Jadia coming up at 1 o'clock. Senior writer for NFL.com. He's also on-air talent for that network. He's going to join us at 1. Earlier today, we had Steve Wyche, also of the NFL Network. And Baldy was on this morning. And what we're weighing is how aggressive the Niners should be about making a move to solidify most likely their defense, but I'll give them a little offensive line too. And should they entertain giving up future draft picks for a player or players that are going to bolster their team right now? Is it worth it? And right now my feeling is it's not worth it. Let's wait to make sure. Yeah,
there you go.
More of us knowing who we are. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be open with a DJ and bartenders serving Gold Bar Whiskey. If you're going to be at the game, or you want to go to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com. All you do is you drive down to Laughing Monk, you hop on the shuttle, you go to the game, you hop on the shuttle, you get back to Laughing Monk. Go check it out, 957thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.